The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nedarim Daf Memches. The Gemara on the top of Memchesim Abayz starts off with a story. Ahu Gavra, there's a certain person, the Havali Bra, he had a son, to have a Shamat Kifid the Kisna. He was stealing bundles of flax from people's fields. Asrinu L'Nichzele, he assered his Nechosim, all his belongings on that person. He did not want that person to inherit him and to get anything from him. Amrule, they told him, what's going to be if that son of yours is a Ganav, if he has a son who's a Talmud Chacham? If you have a grandson who's a Talmud Chacham, you're not going to want him to get your Nechosim, your property one day? So Amrule, he told them, Likni Hadain, V'Havibabri Tzumar Abon L'Knaye. The Iran explains that this person had two sons, one son who was a Ganav and one son who was an Erlich, honest person. And the father was saying that if the son who's a Ganav does not have a son who's a Talmud Chacham, so then I want all my property to go to the other son who's an honest person. But if my son who's a Ganav does have a son who's a Talmud Chacham, then I want half to go to the son who's honest and half to go to the son who's a Ganav only in as much as he'll make it straight down to his son, and make it straight to my grandson as a Talmud Chacham. So he only wanted this son as a Ganav to inherit him, and to be allowed to benefit from his Nechosim, only to the extent that it would allow a grandson as a Talmud Chacham to benefit from it one day. But for himself, the son would have nothing from it. So the question is if this works. So Amri Pumadisai said, Kenya Manas Lahaknis, so it doesn't work because it's Kenya Manas Lahaknis, that the son as a Ganav is only being kind of in order to pass it down to his son, but he has no ownership of it for himself. So such a kinyan does not work. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Nachman says Kni, it works. The Sudra Kni Amanas Lachnasu. Every Kni Sudra, every Kni Chalipin really works in such a way. The concept of Kni Sudra, of Kni Chalipin, is that if somebody wants to makna something, to give something over to someone else, whether it's a sale, or it's a matana, or it's a present, one way of making the kinyan chal, one way of making this sale or this present take effect, halachically take effect, that you can't back out anymore, that you can't change our minds, and it's going to happen, is that the kinyan, the one who's going to be buying or receiving the present, he gives something to the machlis, the one who's selling or giving the present, and in exchange for the thing that I give the person who's the seller or who's the donor of the present, I get back what he wants to give me, what he wants to sell me, or he wants to give me as a present. A siddur literally means a handkerchief. That was the classical example of what was done, is that if Reuben wants to give Shimon the present, or if Reuben wants to sell something to Shimon, Shimon gives Reuben his handkerchief, and in exchange, Reuben is makna back, he sends back to Shimon whatever he wants to give him. And it's chal, it takes effect, even though Shimon never yet touched or saw this thing that he's supposed to be getting, but since Shimon gave Reuben his handkerchief, in exchange, Reuben is makna to him, he halachically gives over to him, legally, in Torah law, gives over to him the rights and the ownership of whatever it is that he wants to give him. This is called kinyan sudr, otherwise known as kinyan chalipin. It's an exchange. Shimon gives something to Reuven. In exchange, Reuven is being makna something back to Shimon. And it's called kinyan sudr because it's classically done with a handkerchief. We find the Tanakh was done with other things. Shlaf ishnaloi. We find the Sefer Rus was done with a shoe. It can be done with all sorts of kalim. We'll discuss soon more of the details of kinyan sudr, of kinyan chalipin. So Rav Ashi said two reasons why Rav Nachman is not correct, or why this case in the Gemara Nedarim is different from regular Kinyan Sudra, from regular Kinyan Chalipin. He says, first of all, man limel on the Sudra, he told us little mitzvahs. Who told you that handkerchief, when Shimon gives Reuben the handkerchief, who told you that Reuben's not allowed to keep it? Maybe Reuben's allowed to keep it. Reuben can keep the handkerchief if he wants. So it's a real exchange. Shimon's giving Reuben the handkerchief, Reuben can keep it, and he can use it for a handkerchief if he wants. And in exchange, Reuben's giving Shimon whatever he wants to give him, whatever he intended to give him. As opposed to in this case, where the son is only getting the nechosim of his father, the ganav is only getting the nechosim of his father in order to pass it down to his son. He cannot use it for anything. He cannot keep it for himself. That's number one. The oid number two, Sudra k'niyam as mahak is a k'niyam in hashta. Halei nichsin da'adein le'mosa k'ni, l'chihavi babre tzimrabonon, l'chihav ha'od the Sudra l'mori. In short, what this means is that Kinyan Sudra, it takes effect now. When Shimon gives Reuben a handkerchief, right now Reuben gives over to Shimon whatever properties, whatever items he wants to give to him. As opposed to over here, Shimon is giving Reuben, imagine Shimon would give Reuben a handkerchief, Reuben would have to give what he wants to give to Shimon to only take effect in a month from now, in 30 days from now. But then Shimon got back his handkerchief. That doesn't work. It only works if at the time that Reuben has the handkerchief from Shimon, at that point he's giving everything over what he wants to be master, what he wants to give over to Shimon. Over here, the father is giving the son the rights, the son who's the god of the rights to his property only at the point in time when he has a son, when there's a grandson of the Talmud Chacham. Right now there's no grandson of the Talmud Chacham. It's a potential, it's later on. So it's a potential for later on. In such a case, Kinyan Slahakas doesn't work. Kinyan Siddur is different because right now, at this point, it's taking effect. at the moment that Shimon gives Reuben the handkerchief, that's what Reuben gives over to Shimon, whatever property is, whatever it is he wants to give to Shimon, whether it's going as a present or as a sale, and Shimon's going to pay for it later on. It's all happening now. But if it's only going to happen in a month from now, it's only going to take effect later, and at that point the handkerchief is going to be returned back to Shimon, it doesn't work. So Rav Ashi says two different times, two different reasons why Rav Nachman's wrong, why the case in our Gemara is not similar to the case of Kenyan Seder, of Kenyan with a handkerchief. Now, just to find out a little more about Kenyan Seder, about how it works, this concept of Kenyan Chalipin, of this Kenyan with the exchange with the handkerchief, that also appear in Chosh Mishpat, Simen Kuf Sadi Hei. The Mechaber says that one of the ways that you could be machle a karka metal, and one of the ways that you could give over, whether it's a karka, ground, something, or something attached to the ground, land, or the way you can give over metal, movable objects, movable items, is with Kenyan Seder. How is this? The person who is acquiring the property or acquiring the metalin, he gives over to the machta kli kosher, any vessel, any item, even the cheap one, even something that's worth very little. The young one, he says, kaneza, you should be kind of this handkerchief, let's say, in exchange for the karka or the metalin that you're selling or giving to me. And as soon as the machta does hagbor or meshicha, he picks up the kli, so right away the karka or metalin is nitna, the kni goes over in exchange to the buyer or to the recipient of the present, wherever it is, even though he didn't see it, he didn't give money for it, there's no shtar, there's no chazaka, there's no kesef, there's no shtar, there's no chazaka, no kinyan done directly on the actual property, on the land property, or on the metal itself, still works, no one can back out, even if there's no edim, this is not an edim, it's not a shtar that people have to bear witness in order for it to take effect, even without edim witnesses, if they both agree that this is what happened, they did this kinyan seder, it takes effect. Ein kinyan ela b'kli afi Avabish Aimashar Pruto. Kinyan Seder can only be done with a kli, with a vessel, with an item, with an object. And even if it's not worth a pruta, even if it's worth less than a pruta, as long as it's made from a davar chashuv, from like metal or wood, whatever it's made out of, even pottery, as long as it's made out of something proper, and something to covet it, even if it's less than a shavar pruta, that's enough. And in exchange for getting this back, in exchange for getting this kli, whatever it is, this handkerchief, or this very cheap kli, could be worth less than a pruta, less than a penny, still for that, the machda, he has smichas das. He accepts that, and he has in his mind that he's going to be mapped, that he's going to give over the property that he wants to sell, or that he wants to give as a present to the other person who gave him the handkerchief. You cannot use a davar sha'asr ba'anol, something that you're not allowed to have enough from, that cannot be used for kinyan seder, but as long as it's mutar ba'anol, even if it's worth less than a shavar pruta, that's good enough. It cannot be done with money. It has to be some object which has its own intrinsic worth, its own intrinsic use. A kli, even if it's worth very little, it's worth less than a pruta, but whatever use it has that use in and of itself. A coin which has no use of itself, it's only because the government decided to give it value, only because it's currency, and that's what people have in mind when they use it. They use it as currency, not because it could be used as a paper, it's used as a bottle cap, if you lost the cap of your bottle. It's not meant for that purpose. It's meant to be used as currency. Money does not work. It has to be something like it could be a pen or a pencil, but something which its value is because of its own use, not because some government decided to give it value as currency. Also, you cannot use pears, you cannot use fruits. What's considered a pear that you cannot use, and what's considered a clear that you could use? So the Sma explains that something that's not Sabbath Shemayim, something that grows on its own, that the Ibish that Hashem makes it, that's considered a pruta that you can't use. Only something that is a kli, that means people make it, it's manufactured, it's man-made, so it was made to serve a certain purpose, and has that purpose that people had in mind when they manufactured it, when they made it, and it's useful for that. So then, if you give that to the matna, he has in mind to give you in exchange for that, whatever he wants to give you, or whatever he wants to sell you. That's the only way you can do kinyan seder. So it cannot be done with currency, it cannot be done with pears, it can only be done with a kli, but even the cheapest kli can be done with. Now, it does not have to be the person who's getting the present or the buyer who gives the seder, who gives the handkerchief to the meicher or to the machna. Someone else could do it on his behalf. That means if somebody knows that Reuben wants to give Shimon the present, and Shimon's not here, but Shimon's friend is standing here, Shimon's friend wants Reuben, shouldn't be able to change his mind, it should be too late. So Shimon's friend could tell Reuben, I'll do the kinyan seder on Shimon's behalf. And then Shimon's friend could take out his handkerchief, and he can give it to Reuven, and he'll give it to Reuven, and in exchange Reuven will be mapped whatever he wants to give to Shimon, and Shimon will get the present, and it'll be chal, it'll take effect, that Shimon owes his present, it'll be too late Reuven to change his mind. And that's only good in the case of matana, in the case of a present. In the case of Reuven selling something to Shimon, so then Shimon's friend will not be able to do it for him, because how do we know that Shimon really wants to buy it? And therefore, only Shimon will be able to do it, Shimon's friend cannot do it for him. Now, how much of the handkerchief does the person who's getting the handkerchief have to pick up? So he doesn't have to pick up the whole thing. He can pick up even part of it. And not only that, even if Shimon is still holding part of the handkerchief, as long as Reuven, the person who's getting the handkerchief, gets the size of three etzvahs, about 3 by 3 inches, if he's holding that much, that's good enough. That's called that he got the handkerchief. In exchange for that, he makes the kinyan seder. He's machta back. He gives to Shimon whatever he wants to be machta to Shimon. Is a machlekes shochnoch in the chaber the remote? Could be there some case that even if Reuven is holding less than the size of 3 by 3 inches, less than 3 etzvahs, if he's able to pull the whole thing away, if he wants to, if he has a stronger grip, he could pull the whole thing away as if the whole thing was given to him. Now, what about the question that's mentioned in our Gemara? Let's say Reuven wants to keep the handkerchief. Could he actually keep it? The halacha is no. The halacha is they cannot keep the handkerchief. The Rama says this is actually mentioned by the Ran, Adaf Mem Testament Aleph, the last Ran in our parak in halacha when he discusses the halachas over here. He says that which Rav Ashi said that maybe Reuben could keep the handkerchief if he wants. That's not really true. Rav Ashi said that Dicha Ba'alma to say that what Rav Nachman is saying is not necessarily right. But really, this time on Rav Nachman, it's not a real argument on Rav Nachman. About this, Rav Nachman really is right. That which Rav Nachman says that our case is similar to the case of Kinyan Sudar because they're both Kinyan Mas'lahaktis, that's correct. Because that which Rav Ashi says that Sudar is not Kinyan Mas'lahaktis, because maybe when Shimon gives Reuben the handkerchief in exchange for whatever Reuben is being mocked back to him, maybe Reuben can really keep the handkerchief. That's not really true. It's clear from Rav Ashi's own statement in Kedushin, that Vav Mabez, the Ran says, I'm a Tana Mas'lahaktis, it's clear over there. The Rav Ashi really agrees to Rav Nachman that Reuben cannot keep the handkerchief, and he's just making a statement to show that there's many reasons why Rav Nachman could be wrong. But actually, Rav Nachman's right about this. And the halacha is that Shimon gives Reuben the handkerchief, Reuben cannot keep the handkerchief. What about the other thing that Rav Ashi says? That Sudar is Kniyamas Ma'akshav, it takes effect now. That is true, that's the Machaber does say, it's the Makub Sadi Hesav Hey, that for Kinyan Sudar to work, when Shimon gives Reuben the handkerchief, the Kinyan has to be Chal right away, that right away Reuben's being mocked at the Shimon, it'll take effect right away, whatever present, whatever sale Reuben's making the Shimon has to take effect right away. But Reuben's only selling with him, that has to take effect in 30 days, but then it's too late, because then Reuben doesn't have the handkerchief anymore, and the Kinyan Sudar cannot work, that Kinyan Sudar cannot enact the Kinyan on whatever you have in mind to sell or to give as a present. However, the Rama says if they did not speak out that it should take effect now, the Kinyan should take effect now, it's understood they mean that, because they're trying to do something which works, they're not trying to do something in a way which doesn't work. So obviously when Shimon gives Reuben the handkerchief, Reuben's going to give it back 2 minutes later. Obviously Reuben wants that way he's giving to Shimon, that it should become Shimon's right away now, because if it's not going to become Shimon's after the handkerchief is returned, the whole Kinyan Sudar is not going to work. So we're trying to do things in a way which does work, not in a way which doesn't work. And therefore, we can assume they mean that the sale or the present, the matana, should take effect right away. Now there's interesting halacha, this is actually Gemara Bava Basra, that when you do a Kinyan Sudar, as long as they're still sitting there conversing about this Kinyan, discussing this Kinyan they're doing, even if the Kinyan Sudar is already done, you may give them the handkerchief, maybe even give the handkerchief back already, they can still change their minds, they can still back out. Although the Shulchan Aruch says there are all other Kinyanim, Kesef, someone buys karka, someone buys land with money, shtar, they do a shtar, chazoka, or by metalka, by movable items, they do Kinyan Meshicha, Kinyan Hagbava, all the other Kinyanim, once the Kinyan is done, it's too late. However, by Kinyan Sudar, there's still some leeway over here, as long as they're still discussing the sale, discussing the Kinyanim, they can still back out and change their mind. So Shaila Nachrenim, what the reason for this is, the Sma says, one reason that he says that over, by regular Kinyan, so he got the fair price, and now it's finished. When you pay with kesef, you pay the full amount. Now the kinyan took effect. He got the fair price. Now he gives it over completely. The meicher, the seller, gives it over completely. Or a meshicha hagbal, or chazaka. Now the buyer, he came and he actually walked over the item. He picked up the item. Or he did chazaka. He did some work in the karka, in the land that's being sold to him. So now the meicher, the seller, is completely removed. He gave it over completely to the buyer. As opposed to the kinyan sudar, where he didn't get paid the full price. Nor did he give the physical item over physically, so still he doesn't completely give it up until the conversation, until the meeting is adjourned, until the meeting is finished. The Tzeis says the Chayshin doesn't like the reason of the Sma. He says the Kinyan Sudar works by a present as well, by Matana as well. There is no price. The person who's giving the present doesn't expect any money in return. He wants to give a present. And still we say he has the right to back out even after the Kinyan Sudar was done, as long as the meeting and the discussion are still taking place. So he goes with a different reason that's mentioned. The other Achrayim that says, he says that when you're giving over the physical item, so then you give it over right away. As opposed to over here, it's not a matter of getting the full price or not getting the full price. Since the actual item is not being handed over, or is not being handled in this case, it's just some symbolic act that's done of giving over the handkerchief, since it's just a symbolic act, so therefore the person who's giving over the item, whether he's selling it or he's giving it as a present, he doesn't have full doubt, he doesn't have completely in mind to give it over completely, entirely at this point. Although that was done as a symbolic act, he didn't give the item over, and nothing was done regarding the item itself. And that's why they still have the right to back out, it's not, the Kinyan is not completed until the meeting is over. So by Kinyan Sudar, it's still up for discussion until the meeting is over, and once the meeting and the discussion is over, then the Kinyan Sudar that they did a few minutes ago, that comes complete, and then no one can back out anymore on the Kinyan that was done. Now, could Kinyan Sudar be done with the Goy? And this comes to get a Loch L'maisa, because the most of those lives, the most common time that we have Kinyan Sudar is on Mechiras Chometz. One Kinyan Sudar that's done is that when one makes the Rav who's selling the Chometz to Shliach, one makes him a Shliach to sell the Chometz, he makes him a Shliach, he gives him a Harshal, all different ways, he gives the Rav the right to sell the Chometz for him. One thing that's done is done through a Kinyan Sudar, that the Rav gives him a Kli that belongs to the Rav. And in exchange for the kli that the Rav gives to this person for a moment, the handkerchief of the Rav, and he gives over for a minute, then this person gives over to the Rav the right to sell his chametz. He doesn't give over the chametz itself, he's not selling the chametz to the Rav, but he's giving the Rav the right to sell his chametz in exchange for the handkerchief of the Rav, or whatever kli that the Rav gave him, in exchange for that, he's giving the Rav the right to sell his chametz. That's where the average layman actually actually does a Kenyan Soder. But actually, when the Rav goes afterwards and uses this rag to sell the chametz of all the people to the guy, we want to make sure that our Kenyan works, especially with a guy, it's not 100% clear which Kenyan do work and don't work, and therefore we do all types of Kenyanim. We do Kenyan Shtar, we do Kenyan Kesef on the place where the chametz is, we do Kenyan Kesef on the chametz itself. We do every possible Kenyan that, you know, that we could. And one of the Kenyan that we do is we do Kenyan Soder. The guy comes with his handkerchief, and he gives the handkerchief over to the Rav. And in exchange for this handkerchief, the Rav gives him over on behalf of all the people. He gives over all the chametz of all the people and the place where the chametz is located. Thus, Kenyan Soder actually work by a guy. Taisa says the Kedushin of Gimel that Kenyan Soder does work by a guy. The Shah in the Chosh Mishpat, the Mekuf Chav Gimel, Sukkam Lamed, says the other Rishayim go to Taisa also. It comes originally from Bein Tam. It's brought down by other Rishayim besides Taisa. The Shach himself argues, the Shach says that Kenyan Soder, Kenyan Chalipin does not work by a guy. However, there's a Ksoy Sovir in Simukub Tzadihei that he comes to answer the Shach's kashas, and he sticks with the opinion of Rabbein Tam and Taisis and many other Rishonim that Kenyan Soder works by a guy. But it seems that most Rishonim and most Taisis are of the opinion that this Kenyan does work by a guy. So therefore, by Mechir's comments, this is one of the Kenyanim that we do. We do other Kenyanim as well. It is the opinion of the Shach that Kenyan Soder does not work with a guy. It only works between two Jews, two Yidden. So we do other Kenyanim as well. But by Mechir's comments, we are trying to do everything which might possibly work to make sure that our comments is out of our Rishos and that belongs to the guy. Over Pesach, one of the Kenyanim we do is Kenyan Soder. So this is the most common time where we see Kenyan Soder happening in active halacha, is by Mechir's comments. It happens between the individual and the Rav when he gives him over the rights to sell the chametz, and also actually happens between the Rav and the guy. It's one of the forms and one of the methods that are used to sell the chametz for Pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.